Thank you, JJ, and good morning, everyone. My name is Mark McGowan, and I lead the team at Stop & Shop. I am rapidly approaching my 28th year leading or being with the organization, and I can tell you that it's a very exciting time. Am I the only one hearing the reverberation? Okay. It's a very exciting time for me because despite the fact that I've almost been here for 28 years, times at Stop & Shop are changing, and I'm thrilled to be able to invite all of you to Hartford today, and I know a number of you are coming to see the first wave of our stores and what we've been up to. Really, here is a brief synopsis of where we've been lately. What have you been doing for the last 18 months, Mark? I can tell you that it's been a very exciting 18 months. We've stood up our brand team, and when I talk about our brand team, I'm talking about primarily our commercial team, which is marketing and merchandising, which we didn't have in our brand. It used to sit centrally at Ahold USA. Those teams have come up to speed. Many of them were new hires, many of them new to role, and now they're starting to come together to connect and to build and starting to make progress. At the same time, we've built our new strategy, reimagined Stop & Shop, and with a new team and a new strategy and test stores in 12-14 months, it's been a busy time, but it's never been a more exciting time. I'm truly proud of the work that our team has done, and I think that you're gonna be pleased when you see it today. Before we talk about that, I wanna talk about where we've come from. You know, Stop & Shop is well over 100 years old. We started as a Boston-based company in 1914. We have terrific locations in the five Northeast states, and we make it convenient for our customers to take care of their families. We've grown organically, both through acquisition and through organic store builds. A lot of exciting things happening there. We have 106 gas stations and 257 pharmacies. As you can see, we're number one in all of the major markets from a DMA perspective. Not only that, but we service about 7 million customers a week, and 67% of the customers in our trade area shop in our stores. We have the highest brand awareness of any grocery chain in our trade areas, and we are the market leader. You can see that our market share is flat. You can see that over the last 4 years, our sales have been slightly modest to flat. Despite the fact that we've been number one and we are number one, we see an opportunity to build on being a stronger number one in taking our business forward. Where do you start when you bring your business forward? You start in the center. You start with your customers. What we know is that our customers are changing. We interviewed 4,000 customers in our trade area. We conducted focus groups and shop-alongs across all of our business, and we leveraged data from our monthly consumer tracking study, as well as our shopping patterns, as well as the 6 million bonus cardholders that participate in shopping with us in our stores. What did we learn? Not a lot of surprises. Customers are time-starved, and they're looking for options. They expect convenience. They expect what they want, when they want, where they want, and they are redefining value beyond just price to quality, service, convenience, and digital connection. With that, Kevin showed you Liz earlier. What are Liz's most primary motivators? Quality and fresh, value and convenience. That's what's most important to Liz and across all of our segments. Those are top-line key attributes with them. In doing that, we have to bring it all together and make it easy. We identified our five key metrics to win at Stop & Shop. Reimagining Stop & Shop, the five key building blocks to winning in our market. They are best in fresh, value for money, right from the assortment, making it easy, and being emotionally connected. I'm gonna talk to you a little bit about each one. Starting with best in fresh, some of you will get to see it's one of our Hartford stores later today. A big push in produce, expanded produce, as well as significant inroads in home meal replacement. in-store kitchens and ready to eat, heat, and take out offers for our customers. Hopefully, if you are joining us, you will get a chance to try some of our barbecued smoke product. We actually have two smokers in the store. Been really well received from our customers, and it's been something that's been exciting for our team to kick off with. In addition to that, value for money. At Stop and Shop, we price versus the local competition, and we are making a meaningful price investment in our brand that will allow us to be more competitive in the markets in which we do business. But it's not only about everyday price. It's also about promotion. It's about personalized and digital offers. And it's about all of those coming together, layered on top of our loyalty rewards program with fuel rewards that brings our total value proposition together for our customers. This year, we'll deliver 400 million personalized offers to 2.5 million customers. And lastly, when you think about making a fully integrated business, the fully integrated commercial plan for our customers is super critical. So how we bring the store offer, the pickup offer, and the online offer together to bring that one value together, which Liz is really looking for. Right for Me assortment, a tremendous amount of work, and we're about halfway there. What I would say is that under Right for Me assortment, we've made some progress, but we have a long way to go. It's about 12 to 14 months for us to complete utilizing the tool set that we developed to go through every center store and fresh category across our business so that we can micro-planogram and micro-target each store neighborhood by neighborhood to bring that assortment to life for our customers. We've added substantial space to natural and organic as well as local and ethnic. And we're creating center store experiences in categories that customers are leaving, like baby and pet. Making it easy. We've heard a lot about frictionless payment today, and we are piloting frictionless payment in these stores, which is a phone-enabled payment. But in addition to that, interactive kiosks and better utilization of our app and our website and our communication with customers digitally and electronically. You saw the picture of the takeoff machine, which is our micro-fulfillment center at store 619 in Windsor, Connecticut. For those of you who are making the trip, you will see that today, see it in action from a piloting perspective. That gets us much closer to our customers, closer on the last mile. Not only allows us to move faster, but it gives you full store assortment at the same time. So you have what's in the MFC and the extension across the entire store. It bolts onto one of our stores. Took up about 12,000 square feet in that particular store. But we're very excited to get that out there and get that moving. Being emotionally connected, for me, this is the heart of our company. This is the heart of our 100-plus year history. And this is the heart of what I hope those of you who visit my stores today see. It's how proud our people are. How proud our people to work for our company. How proud they are to participate in their communities. And how proud they are to taking care of one another. We are a community leader. We're a community center. And we've done a fair amount of work with this group of stores around a culture engagement training program to bring that to life, to make them remember who comes first, and it's each other, and it's our customers, and how we can win. We have a company that over the last 27 years has donated $93 million, to two children's cancer hospitals in the trade area. One, Memorial Sloan Kettering, about 8 blocks from here. The other is in Boston. And they make a real difference. They make a real difference every day, and our customers, our associates, and our trade partners allow us to do that. In addition, we donate $17 million a year to our local food banks and are very much connected to feeding the hungry and developing solutions for hunger. So, Hartford. Talked a little bit about it. You've heard about it today. A couple of things about Hartford, and I'll be brief because I'm going to show it to you, and a lot of you will see it. Hartford is a test-and-learn market. We chose Hartford for a couple of reasons. Number one, the store type is very similar across our footprint. Number two, it's in the middle of our chain. So it allows people from all over our business to come and see it, participate in it. And our teams from all five states were critically important in helping us set up these stores and be a part of it. It's helping with our culture. Test and learn. We have segmented these stores into value, core, and upscale. We've also broken out the spends into low, medium, and high spend stores. And in order to really truly test and learn, each store has different components put together of format as well as some pricing strategy components for us to learn and take our next items forward. So with that, why don't you take a look? So what have we learned so far? So far, that the results have been very positive, and we've been pleased by them. More importantly, our customers have been very pleased by them, and they're sharing that with us by visiting our stores more often, as well as with significant gains in NPS. So we just got our first read of our NPS in those stores the end of last week to move forward, which is exciting. And clearly, we've set a pro forma around sales growth for these stores and for our stores going forward. Equally, customer feedback has been helpful. What they like, where our opportunities are, and really help us focus on our next waves of stores and fine-tuning what's not working correctly and really starting to build on what is, including rolling those things out to our balance of our business. To help us take care of customers and grow sales. So how are we thinking about the business moving forward? I guess we're gathering data on a daily, hourly basis from our test and learn market to really understand how we're doing, how our customers are feeling about it, and what's most important. We're starting to prepare for our next market and how that will look. And so customer feedback, associate feedback, are obviously critical insights as we plan and we move forward. Again, our CapEx range in Hartford varied between $1 and $7 million a store, and across 21 stores we spent $70 million. For the balance of the chain, we expect to range anywhere from $1 to $10 million. We have 400 stores or so. And our expected capital or CapEx would be somewhere between 1.6 and $2 billion. Really, again, if you think about how we segment the stores and how big of the investment, will really determine on that ranging. And it's really important to know, it test and learn. So you test things, you learn things, you iterate, you keep rolling through that and rolling through that. And our incremental CapEx will be about $100 to $150 million a year. So where are we headed? We're heading east, about 30 miles that way, I think. 30 miles out to Long Island will be our next market that we'll do in spring of 2019. We're very excited about that. And you know, before I close, I just wanted to, I noticed something earlier this morning when I came in. Just wanted to correct the logo we had up here. But I did want to close, and I wanted to, number one, thank all of you for your time. Share with you the excitement and the energy that our team at Stop & Shop has. You know, we will strengthen our share and grow share as the market leader. We will accelerate our top-line sales by driving and developing that merchant sales-driven culture. We will improve our shopping experience, and we're just getting started. And we will build the strategy across our five key initiatives to put Stop & Shop in a place to win. So it's a really exciting time at Stop & Shop, and it's great to be on a team that gets to reimagine Stop & Shop. Thank you very much.